just joining us, you're listening to Lifestyles on KVCR. I'm Lillian Vasquez. My guest is actress, talent agent, and advocate Erin Gray. Okay, Erin, let's talk about the Innocent Lives Foundation, what they do or their mission, and why you've decided to lend your name to this cause.
Thank you. Innocent Lives Foundation's major purpose and mission is to provide a safer future for children through four things: protection, prevention, partnership with law enforcement and organizations, and eventually prosecution of child predators.
Wow.
That's their number one thing. And how do they do that? Well, the CEO of the company, Chris Hadnagy, is what is called a white hacker. So his primary job would be to be hired by, say, Bank of America or a large corporation, and that company saying, you know, where is our weakness and our security? And can you hack into it? And if you can, how can we protect ourselves? So that was his job. So at one point, he was working with a company and he came across one of the employees who was using his company computer to sell videos of him performing sexual acts with children.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, pretty horrible. So Chris, working with the company and with law enforcement, FBI, uncovered him, provided information to law enforcement where they were able to prosecute him, and he is now in prison. And that's where his light bulb went off. My goodness, if I can do this, if I can help law enforcement to capture these people, to prevent human trafficking and these horrible atrocities, he said, I've got to do it. I just have to, because law enforcement doesn't have his techniques or his ability.
Right.
So they work nationally, internationally, constantly with law enforcement. I think they've had 493 successful prosecutions.
Mm.
They said they average one case every 2 days that they consider is actionable.
So as a board member of the Innocence Lives Foundation, there will be a gala that will be held in Burbank on September 23rd, which is probably a major fundraiser for your organization.
Yes.
How will the funds raised be used?
Definitely to support their staff. They have five people who constantly do this, one of which is a mental health person, somebody who can work with the staff because they're dealing with a lot of issues that is hard for them to deal with. And basically also to provide a platform for them to do their work so that they can spend their time doing that. They also do a lot of education. For example, we just heard this morning, or I just saw, there was a letter from a federal agent sent to Chris thanking him for his podcast, saying he was listening to the podcast on his way to be interviewing a pedophile. And he said he used what he learned in that podcast to get that pedophile to confess. And
wow.
He said it was so helpful and he was so grateful, and he just wanted to let Chris know that he was doing good work and how much it meant to him. And he was able to prosecute the guy as well.
That's fabulous. Now, why are you involved? There's so many organizations you could lend your name to. Why is this on your list?
Yes, every actor deals with a lot of requests for charity. And for a while there, after my husband and I divorced, I ended up a battered woman shelter, not because I needed shelter at that moment, but what I needed was advice. And what I uncovered was an entire world of support for women in domestic violence. And I also uncovered why I had agreed to stay in an emotionally abusive and physically abusive relationship for so long, because of what had happened to me as a child and how that had warped me in certain ways. So part of my healing process was, I read every book possible on domestic violence issues and sexual abuse, and then I started doing public speaking about it. I went to Congress to tell my story so that the Violence Against Women's Act could be passed. And I did that for a few years, but after a while, I really had to focus on my business as it grew, and I stopped doing that. But I have a girlfriend who called me. I had worked with her on my TED Talk down in Orange County, and she called me up out of the blue and said, I'm part of this board, and we'd like you to join, and will you be a part of this? And I, at first I went, no, I can't. I don't have the time. I don't barely have time for my family. And she started telling me more and more about what they were doing, and I said, well, let me think about it. And I thought about it for 2 or 3 months,
wow.
But I couldn't stop thinking about it. And that's when I realized it really touched a chord in me that this was something that I couldn't turn my back on. If there was something that I could do to help them, then I should do it. Because the other thing I believe in is that it's really important to be of service in some way and to give back. Hmm. When they mentioned this to me, I just went, I have to do something, be a voice for this issue, to raise awareness. And then suddenly realizing that, you know, human trafficking has increased by 52% in the last couple of years. A lot of it has to do with social media. It started, it really jumped during the pandemic. I'll tell a story to you. Many years ago, when I went to Paris and I did the collections, there was another model there. And she told me a story that has never left me. And that is that she went, when we did the collections, the runway models would work during the day. And at night, the other models would do the print ads of the wardrobe at night. So that meant we were getting up at 2 p.m, and all the restaurants in Paris are closed at that hour. So she would go to the farmer's market and get some food, and she met a woman there who talked to her, was really nice, and she was there almost every day, and became friends, and she really enjoyed knowing this woman. And then one day the woman said, you know, I'm going to Tunisia this week, and you want to come with? And she said, well, I got a modeling job on Monday, I really shouldn't. She said, no, we'll be back by Sunday night. And she went, okay. She was in the airport on her way to Tunisia, and she thought, I better call my agent to let them know where I am.
Oh,
and she got into that phone booth and she called them up and they said, where are you and who are you with? They said, drop the phone. Get out of there. Don't let anybody stop you. Run and get a cab and come to the agency. And when she got there, they said, you almost ended up in white slavery.
Oh, my.
She is a known groomer of victims, a woman.
Mm. Wow.
So it's that kind of thing. That again has stayed with me. And she went on to become a very famous actress, by the way. So, you know, every time I see her on TV, I go, oh, my God.
Your life could have turned out a whole lot different. A
whole
lot
different.
I want to reintroduce my guest is actress, talent agent, advocate, and dynamic woman, Erin Gray. So I want to switch gears one more time. I want to do, if you will indulge me, a speed round with you. On some favorites. No? Okay.
I went,
okay.
I don't know. I hope my brain doesn't shut down.
So I'm thinking, favorite book?
Oh, first one that popped into my mind was Shadow of the Wind.
Okay. Favorite movie?
Oh, dear. That's a toss-up between, I hate to say this, so corny, Wonderful Life. It's a Wonderful Life. And Almost Famous.
Oh, that is not a corny answer. I love A Wonderful Life. Favorite color?
Oh, I would have to say Shades of Blue.
Shades of Blue. Okay, that would match your eyes.
Yeah, all blues.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flower, favorite flower?
Oh, lily. My husband buys me lilies every day, every Sunday.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Favorite meal, because you're thin. I don't know of models if they ever eat. Do you have a favorite meal?
These days, my husband makes me every Sunday night grilled tuna with some sort of risotto and broccoli.
And your favorite role, whatever that might be?
Mother.
Yeah, that's where I thought you'd go. Okay, so now, because you've mentioned your husband a few times, you did remarry, and it sounds like you have a much different relationship.
Much different, yes. Much different. My husband waited for me for 9 years.
What does that mean?
Well, I first met him when I was doing that TV series with Ricky Schroeder.
Okay.
And he was the cinematographer, and he asked me out to lunch, and I said, you have to quit your job. He said, why? I said, because I'm married. And I said, the only thing that means anything to me at this point in my life is my integrity, so you have to leave because I can't flirt with you. And he left.
Oh, my.
And he proceeded to call me once a year for 9 years. And at one point, I think the fifth year, he even flew to Paris where I was shooting a film and knocked on my hotel door. And I saw him there and I slammed the door in his face And then I opened it again. I said, what do you think you're doing here? Just because I'm 5,000 miles away from home doesn't mean I'm going to have an affair with you. He said, I just want dinner. And I went, sure. Okay. Right. Dinner. And we went out to dinner. He never pressed me. I don't know what he saw in me. I cried through the whole meal. That's all I remember. You know. And then there was a couple of times, I think by the eighth or ninth year, he'd call and I'd slam the phone down and say, I'm not talking to you. And then 3 weeks after my husband left, he called.
Mm.
And I went, you're still interested? He said, yep. I've known from the day I met you that you're the one for me, and I'm here for you whenever you're ready.
Aaron, if that isn't a rom-com, I don't know what is. You need to write that.
I know.
Aaron, thank you so much for your time. It's been an absolute joy speaking with you, hearing about your world, and thank you for what you're trying to do for our children and those that are experiencing any kind of abuse of any kind.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Ending Child Exploitation Gala is September 23rd at the Castaway in Burbank. To learn more about Aaron Gray and the Innocence Lives Foundation, visit us at kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on Today's Show. If you have a story idea, share it with us. We'd love to hear what you're thinking would make a good segment on lifestyles. Go to kvcrnews.org/lifestyles and click on the link to Share Your Story Idea. That's our show.